Welcome to Our House, the only complete on-air resource for your home ownership needs.
Welcome to Our House. This is Peter Scarsello, General Manager for Hunt Buffalo Niagara, sitting in for Peter Hunt. This show is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your real estate and home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Greater Albany, Utica, Watertown, and Phoenix, Arizona. This show is brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. Call Hunt Mortgage today at 633-3700 and ask one of our skilled mortgage consultants to work with you to find the lowest rate and closing costs for your particular home financing and wants, needs and wants. Also, ask about our many exclusive programs, including our pre-purchase commitment that allows you at no risk or cost to effectively enter the market to find your next home with cash. Call Hunt Mortgage at 633-3700 for personalized, customized, knock-your-socks-off service. Check out our low-rate guarantee. Certain restrictions apply, and details are on our website, www.huntmortgage.com. And don't forget the first-ever 24/7, 365 days a year real estate hotline. The Hunt Hotline, which gives you access to all available information about any property listed for sale in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Utica, Watertown, and even Phoenix, Arizona. Simply dial 716-631-4800, enter the street number of the house you want to know about, no matter whose listing it is, and the hotline will prompt you with a choice of street names. Select the one you want, you'll hear a brief description, and then you will be texted a link to a dedicated website on their property. All automatically and just that fast. Anytime in any market we serve, on any listing, whether it is ours or any other broker's. With the fall real estate market almost upon us, believe it or not, there's a shortage of homes available for sale in many Western New York neighborhoods and a very high number of well-qualified buyers actively looking for a new home. If you or anyone you know have been considering selling a property, now is the time. At Hunt, you can list your home for free. That's right. Any Hunt agent can work with you to aggressively market your home for sale to every potential buyer with no out-of-pocket expense to you. As a seller, you will only pay a commission only if Hunt is successful in finding a buyer who is ready, willing, and able to purchase your home under terms and conditions acceptable to you. In addition, only through a Hunt agent will you hear these words, "We will sell your home or ERA will buy it." That's a seller security plan. Ask about how it can work for you by calling 633-9400 or stopping into one of our many open houses this weekend. Hunt is the official real estate and relocation provider of our hometown professional sports teams, the Buffalo Bills, Buffalo Sabres, and Rochester Americans. Our house is broadcast live on WBEN 930 AM. For those of you who would like to participate in today's show, or if you have any questions or comments about any aspect of real estate, call us in the studio at 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, or star 930. Those are all free calls, so join us on the air at Our House. We have a very special show for you today. My guests are Marietta Samato-Zigai, and Marietta is the branch director in our Williamsville Clarence office, and she just joined us from Colorado. And Rob Blake is one of our top agents in our metropolitan branch, and he's sitting in here with us today. So thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Peter. Good morning, Marietta. How you doing today?
Good. How's everything going out there?
Very, very well. A little chillier than I expected, but I guess it should be expected. It's September now.
Yeah, actually, we had to turn the heat on last night. This is Marietta. Yeah. Thanks so much for having me, and good morning to everyone as well.
Yeah, I had to put my heated steering wheel on this morning. But you know, we can't complain with all the stuff going on throughout the country weather wise. I mean, we've actually had it pretty good here. I know we've had our share of rain in the summer month, and it's kind of tough to plan, but considering what's going on elsewhere, I think we're pretty fortunate.
Yeah, Buffalo gets a bad rap. Everyone hears nothing but snowflakes, but there's a lot of other things that we don't have to experience here, earthquakes and tornadoes. I guess tornadoes should be on the list. Hurricanes, things like that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, Marietta, you just came back from Colorado, and you're a veteran of real estate. Why don't you give us your background and what brought you back here?
Well, coming back to Hunt Real Estate really brought me back here. It was a great opportunity to work with your folks and your team. And but originally, I'm from Buffalo. This is my home team, my home grounds, and these are where my people are, and my family and my friends. And I absolutely love it here. It was tough leaving Colorado. It was a beautiful state. real estate market is a little bit different. Although I understand, I know here people are really appreciating their increased values in their homes, and that's really great to see. They have you could see their confidence and their upbeat and their step, and they're, even if they're not selling, they're loving that their home is appreciating in value.
And you're coming from a really hot market in Colorado, right?
Absolutely. The statistics there are really stifling. They've got about 10,000 people moving to the state a month, which kind of over the last 10 years, it's increased 68%.
Wow.
Or a 10.2 year after year increase in real estate.
Well, welcome back to Buffalo. Your story is similar to a lot of other people that I've been working with lately. Buffalo, obviously, we know that the real estate market has been appreciating tremendously, but the opportunity has been appreciating here as well, and that's what's bringing a lot of people back. A lot of my friends growing up had moved away just because the opportunity wasn't here, and we were seeing
right.
that brain drain, people going where they felt there was more opportunity, not because they wanted to, but they felt compelled because they had to in order to realize what they were looking to accomplish in life. But now with everything that's happening here, the people coming back and the real estate market appreciating, it's all coming together. So this is no secret to anybody, I'm sure, that's listening.
Absolutely.
Mary, you just sold your home?
I sold my home last night.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It was, it's a quick deal in Colorado, so I'm glad to have now the opportunity to buy something else here in Western New York. But as to what Rob was saying, it's really exciting to have, real estate, I feel, is like a three-legged horse. I mean, jobs, interest rates, and inventory kind of drive the market. And like you said, Rob, now there's opportunity back here in Buffalo with great jobs of available and businesses and things like that.
And if anybody listening has moved back to Buffalo recently, please give us a call, 716-803-0930. We'd love to hear your reason why.
And that you mentioned the challenges, Marietta, and the challenge for the last couple of years has been inventory, and it's not just Buffalo. It's a nationwide thing. And so I guess some of the things that are stalling that are the institutional investors who bought up foreclosure properties a few years ago, they're hanging on to those
right.
those properties and not putting them back on the market. They're renting them out, and I mean that's the other thing. It's interest rental rates have not come down at all.
No,
so that's kind of stalling things. And then people are staying in their homes longer. I'm trying to think what the latest statistic was on how long they. It's really moved from it used to be 5 years. I think it's moved to 7 years now.
Why do you think that is, Peter?
Well, part of it is kids are coming out of school with high debt, high student loan debt, and they're moving back home, which, you know.
Well, that's a great point. I never even thought of that. That's a phenomenal point.
And what I heard yesterday, kids are getting married later. I'm trying to think of the year it was when the average age was 27, and now that's moved to 32.
Wow.
So they're getting married later, they're having kids later, so it's stunting the whole real estate process in a way. So you must see part of that. I mean,
no, I do. I without question, one of the things that you touched upon briefly is inventory. So I know that we are at a historical low for inventory. Have you seen a boost in the new build market? Now you used to work with a builder before you left Buffalo when you went to Colorado, Peter, and you see the statistics a lot more often than I do. I, being in the city, deal with a lot of pre-existing homes. There just isn't the market for a lot of new builds to be happening in the city. But out when we get outside of the city, are you seeing an increase in the new builds with the builders that we're working with?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Lawrence Young, the chief economist for NAR, was in town back in February, and he talked about the new construction market and how it's down nationally. And there is a real opportunity for builders to build on spec. And I know there's a few builders that had taken advantage of that because their wait time to sell it was 3 months, so they could do it. And now going back to 2008 and up to maybe 2 years ago, you wouldn't find a builder building on spec because
right.
it was just too dangerous with the market
yeah.
where it was. So there's some of that going on, but not enough because
right.
there's not enough existing inventory, and it doesn't give people the opportunity to look at new construction.
It looks like we have a caller on the line here, Peter. Seymour from Springville.
Good morning, Seymour.
Hello. Can you explain the home selling process from start to finish?
Oh.
New buyer that wants to get into the market.
A new buyer? They're looking to get into the market?
Yes.
First and foremost, what you want to do is get your pre-approval. If you're going with the mortgage, that's the number one thing that you have to get done. I was just speaking with a gentleman last night that said he felt it was probably a good idea to get his pre-approval. And I said, no, it's not a good idea. It's mandatory. It's a prerequisite. It's going to allow you to, first of all, know how much you can afford up to, what you're comfortable paying. And what the reality is the monthly payment. So I try and dissuade people from looking at that large number, whatever the list price is, and say, what can I comfortably afford? It's very common for people to be pre-approved for far more than what they're comfortable paying per month. And the last thing you want to do is be house poor. It'll also tell you what type of loan you're going with, conventional versus FHA, and that'll allow your representative or your realtor to better guide you through the process, because there's going to be different criteria depending on what type of financing you're going with that your appraiser is going to be looking for. Once that's done, it's now time to find a qualified realtor, someone that you are comfortable working with, someone who knows the market within which you're looking, someone who has a basic knowledge of home mechanics and the basic things to look for. You don't need someone who's a contractor or a home inspector, but at least someone who's going to take a little bit more time to walk through the home and look at the home, not just a quote-unquote door opener. You don't need someone licensed just to unlock a door for you. You want someone who's going to guide you through the process. And then when it comes time to putting your offer together, one of the things that I don't like having to say is you have to move quickly. People oftentimes wanted to take their time. They wanted to sleep on it, think about it for a couple of days, second showing, get their friend, the contractor, through. And unfortunately, given how strong the market is, buyers are put in a position where if they don't make a decision relatively quickly, they can find themselves competing with two, three, four other people. That's going to make you pay $10,000, $15,000 more, or just not get the house at all. And then the onus falls on your realtor to appropriately comp out the property, to guide you through the process. If you have to go over, how much is too much to go over? Keep you within your comfort zone. Oftentimes, Seymour, I find myself trying to tell people not to strain themselves too much, which I know some realtors wouldn't take that into consideration, but we want to make sure that at the end of the day, you're not house poor, that you are purchasing a home that you love, but also one that you can afford. Have you been looking at homes online so far, Seymour?
Not really. I just live in with my mom right now and my five dogs, and I kind of wanted just to find something that would be able to take care of the dogs and enough space for them, enough space for everyone, get rid of my mom and really live on my own and do my own thing.
No, that's it's ambitious, and I applaud it. Home ownership is one of the things that I think people should be proud of. And it's a feather in your cap. So it sounds like, based on your situation, when you sit down with your realtor, make sure that you're having an open and frank conversation. You have five dogs. That is something that is important to you. And you may want to have a very large, fully fenced yard already. Or you may want to have land for the dogs to roam. You may have to consider neighbors, the proximity of the neighbors, if you have dogs that you feel may disrupt them, things like that. So it may not just be the standard, how many bedrooms, how many baths, what's the square footage, because the dogs are a key component of your search. So that's absolutely a conversation you're having with your representative.
Rob, why don't you give Seymour your contact information?
Sure. You're welcome to give me and my team a call, Seymour. We can be reached on my personal cell at 716-225-6273, or you're welcome to email me at robertblake@theRobertBlakeTeam.com. I have a team of agents that are buyer specialists that deal specifically with showing homes, setting up searches, and learning exactly what it is you want and what you need. But again, if you want, the number one thing is to get your financing in order, and from there, we guide you through the rest of the process.
All right, we've got a busy day here. We've got another call coming in. Thanks for calling, Seymour.
I just want to jump in on that. I just think it's so important that, you know, Rob, as an expert real estate agent with Hunt, is giving, you know, he understands what's important to Seymour in the first 5 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, he talks about his dogs. He knows that he's treating those dogs as his family, and they should be, and it's very important. And Rob listens. He's not just here to tell you, you know, here, this is what you do, A, B, C. He understands that the customer is driving the process.
Oh,
really.
Thank you, Marietta. Yeah, that's a good point.
All right, we've got another caller here, Rob from Cheektowaga.
Morning, Rob.
Hello, Rob.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Just wondering, when you about to sell a home and you're going to sign up with a broker and sign the contract, what's the minimum time frame that you sign up with the broker?
Well, it's going to depend on the broker and the brokerage. There's going to be certain criteria that most brokerages have to operate within. With Hunt Real Estate, it's a 6-month contract. That said, The objective is to sell the house in 30 days. Statistically, a home that sells in the first 30 days is going to sell for more money, and a home that doesn't sell in 30 days will have a 50% chance of selling without doing something dramatic, and that typically means a price reduction or a major repair. But that said, if there's a specific time frame within which you have to operate where you're saying, you know what, if we don't have this sold by November 1st, talking to the agent and just being open and honest with whoever you're going to be interviewing up front and let them know, here, this is what I'm looking to do. I want to get this sold within, you know, this time frame. If not, I don't want to move during Thanksgiving or Christmas. And if you're satisfied with the work that they do, say, if we don't sell it now, I will relist with you come April or May.
And then, but that's like, in your case, Hunt is 6 months, but there's nothing within the law that has to be 6 months?
No, there's nothing within the law whatsoever. You can sign a three-day contract if you want to with someone.
Okay, in the event, let's say you have like a 90-day contract and then that expires, what is the
protection period?
Then you go to another broker. What obligation is there to the first broker? I mean, is you give them like, they can identify like six names?
Yeah, there's a protection period in there, and it varies from broker to broker.
Okay, but then do you identify names ahead of time through that broker?
Yeah, well, yeah, if people look at the property during the time we've got it listed, there is a protection period there where you're not able to sell those.
Broker, and then it's a person who's not identified, then there's no obligation to the previous broker, correct?
Well, it depends on whether or not they sell the property.
Okay, and the second thing is, second question, do you consider still be a seller's market here in Western New York?
Yes.
Well, the villages, demand areas, it's still a seller's market, no question.
I would say overall, yeah. I mean, every area is going to be a little different. There's going to be areas that have plateaued. There's areas that still have not recovered, that can continue to depreciate. But overall, if we're looking at the market in general, we are in a seller's market.
Okay, great.
All right, Rob, thanks for calling in.
Thank you. We've got another call here, Sue, on a cell phone. Good morning, Sue.
Hi, Sue.
Good morning. I have a comment. Just first of all, Marietta helped me buy my house in the town of Clarence several years ago, and she did a great job. And I hear people talking about listing their home for sale by owner because it's a seller's market. I certainly would want to hear Marietta's opinion about that.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, people think that they can put their, you know, sign out in front because the hype and the talk every day is that it is a seller's market. So, but what they don't realize, what the realtors bring to the table, marketing the home, taking professional pictures, spending all the dollars up front that doesn't cost the seller a cent. If the broker doesn't sell the home, the seller does not pay a cent to the broker. So the expertise, everything that goes on once you get a contract, where do you go next? You know, collecting the deposits on time, making sure that all the deadlines, the dates and deadlines are adhered to, coordinating the mortgage, the title, the insurance. There's so much that a seller doesn't think of when they put that for sale by owner sign out on the yard. A lot of people say the joke in Colorado is that, you know, a monkey can sell my home. An absolute monkey can sell the home in this market. That's true, but is a monkey going to get you the best price and the best terms for yourself? You know, you might know a friend that really loves your home, and you think it's a nice price and it's easy to do this transaction with your friend and it feels good. However, you haven't brought your product to the marketplace, and by throwing a for sale by owner, you're getting limited exposure to the market.
Yeah, and to Marietta's point, she's 100% correct. Yeah, you could, I mean, maybe you're very good at taking pictures. Maybe you can put a for sale sign and throw it up on a couple of websites. But what do you do when things go wrong? Working with someone like Marietta and her team, someone out of her office that is trained by her, she's been doing this for years. She's highly seasoned. And when things go sideways, that's when agents prove their value and prove their worth. The deposit check doesn't come in time. A mortgage commitment date isn't met. All of a sudden, an appraisal doesn't come in right. How do we handle this? Does the deal fall apart? How do we negotiate it? Marietta's been doing this for years and years, and this is something that she is comfortable dealing with and that she trains her staff to deal with. So, yeah, sure, you can put a for sale sign up, but what do you do when things don't go as planned? That's a great point, Marietta.
Correct. And then you get bad blood between your friends. You got a third party to buck
go
in.
There. Yeah.
Okay, Sue, thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks for that. And Marietta, welcome back to Buffalo. We're happy to have you, and I'm sure Hunt's thrilled to have you as well.
Thanks, Sue. Thank you. It was a pleasure being your representative at the time.
Bye now.
Bye.
And don't forget about Hunt's pre-purchase commitment that allows you to enter the housing market with cash. We're getting ready to take a break here. We'll be right back with more from Our House Years after these messages.
If you're a homeowner age 62 or older, you owe it to yourself to look into a reverse mortgage. Reverse mortgages give seniors many different options to access the equity in their home. There's even a reverse mortgage for purchase available. For more information, call Karen Johnson, a reverse mortgage specialist at Hunt Mortgage at 633-3700 or visit huntmortgage.com. Karen Johnson, NMLS number 485939. Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Peter Scarsello sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our House is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your homeownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the only place on the web for a complete inventory of homes available in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, and Syracuse markets. You will also find access to a complete list of homeownership services as Hunt Real Estate at HuntRealEstate.com. HuntRealEstate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Utica, Watertown in Phoenix, Arizona. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. For more information about our exclusive mortgage program that allows you to roll the cost of home improvements into your mortgage, allowing you to buy the before and live the after, call 633-3700 and ask for details. Ask about our pre-purchase commitment and even our warm home loan as well. Only at Hunt Mortgage, 633-3700. For those of you who would prefer to simply pick up the phone, you can call Hunt ERA Customer Service Center. It's 716-633-9400. One of our customer service representatives can instantly direct you to the appropriate professional for your particular needs. Buying or selling a home, financing, insurance, or even home improvements. Remember, our guarantee stands. We will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's a seller security plan available only through a Hunt Real Estate ERA agent. I'm in the studio today with Marietta Samata-Zigai, a branch director in our Williamsville Clarence branch, and Rob Blake, one of the top agents in our metropolitan branch.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I thought maybe we'll take a quick look at the overall market. In August, Hunt Real Estate hit its best year ever, and we're on a record-setting pace. They have our best year ever in Buffalo, Niagara. We're approaching $1 billion in sales. And Rob, I know you had a pretty stellar month this month.
Oh, yeah, me, and that's due to my team. It's not me, but yeah, it was a phenomenal month. It was my best month in real estate, and I'm hearing that from my fellow agents. Agent after agent is telling me, oh, it's been my best month. It's been my best month. It's been my best year. So it's just it's the market, but it's also the quality of the people with whom we work. So at Hunt Real Estate, I know we set the bar a little bit higher. We expect more out of our agents, and we deliver more to our clientele with whom we work. And I have a phenomenal team of four different agents. I have Amber Boudet as my buyer specialist, Aaron O'Connell, Katie Dowdell, and Amber Ream. Just absolutely phenomenal staff to work with, and they've helped catapult us to the next level of all of our careers. So I want to thank them personally. And anyone out there who's interested and would like some help, please feel free to give us a call at 716-225-6273. Or if you have something to talk about out in the air about real estate, please call 716-803-0930.
Hey, you know, I just want to chime in on that. Sorry, Peter.
Okay.
Is that
okay?
Sure. So I have found that when agents are highly successful and their numbers are just off the charts in a month or in a year or whatever, they have found the confidence and clarity to have their process with their buyers and sellers run streamlined. You know, you have obviously not been this successful. Have you not practiced your skill over and over and over? That's not to say that you don't give personal service, but it's so important to know exactly what to do at any given situation.
Yeah. And the people, you're only as good as the people that you have around you to support you. So when you have people like Marietta that are helping run the entire office and give people guidance, people like Peter Scarcello, and this hunt in general, where we are a close-knit group of agents that are out there looking out for the best interests of their people. So I always encourage you to shop around, but when you do, make sure you're making a hunt agent one of the people you're giving a call.
So congratulations on your remarkable year. You're fast approaching 100 units this year.
Yes, sir.
Which is kind of unheard of.
Yeah, it's doing very, very well. I'm very proud. But again, it's all because of who I work with.
So when we look at July, and these are the BNR stats, this is just the month of July, closed sales were down 27%. New listings were down 2%. Days on market has been going down steadily. It's down 31%. It went from 48 days down to 33 days. The median price went up, and all these other numbers will go with the number of units being down. Median sale price went up 8.5%. Average sale price went up a little over 5.5% from 164 to 173, and that was just July.
This is month to month, Peter? This has gone up 5% from month to month?
That's just the month of July.
Holy crow.
Year over year. And then on the percentage, and this is interesting, the percentage of list price received is now at 99.4%. And I remember when historically it was 95%. It was always 95%,
right?
Because it took in price reductions and whatever, and the final sale price was always 95%. But now it's moved up significantly. And then the yearly numbers, the overall number of closed sales, remember July was down 27. Year to date, it's down 4.8. New listings are down 7.8, and days on market, which is a good number, those are down 15%. So those numbers, those unit numbers, go down because of a lack of inventory.
Yeah.
And then the sales go up. And then the affordability index had moved from in August of 2016, it was 241. Now that moved down to 212.
What does that mean?
It means that the affordability is becoming just a little more difficult. It's moved from 241 down to 212. And that goes with your average sale price moving up. So mm-hmm. what's going on in the marketplace? Interest rates are still, I think conventional is 4 and FHA is 3.875. So
nice and low still, yeah.
It's
a great time. I know right now it's a little bit chilly over the past couple of days, and I hear from people, is this a bad time to start looking? I know we missed the summer season. Oh, no, we're going to have to wait until next year. Absolutely not. Do not fall into that trap. If you're looking to buy, you have to continue looking now, because a lot of people are under that misconception that we should be looking for houses between May and August. But that's when, if certain people drop out, it gives you the opportunity to get in there and you're less likely to compete. Also, there's certain things about a house that you can't tell in the summer. People ask me, do we have an ice damming issue with this home? Like, I don't know. It's July. The roof looks great. I have no idea.
Let's hope not.
But come January, February, then we can see those kinds of things. So there's always an opportunity, and there's a good reason to look for a home no matter what the season is. There's things you can uncover only during certain times of the year.
We have a caller, absolutely. Stan from Cheektowaga.
Good morning, Stan.
Good morning, Stan.
Yes, I'm thinking of selling my home, but I have quite a large home equity line of credit I still owe on. Does that have to be paid off before I sell the home, or can I sell the home and pay it off with the proceeds of the home?
Well, that's how you pay it off. When you sell, it has to be paid off at closing. It's discharged at closing.
So the key question for something like that, Stan, is you want to make sure you're not underwater on it. A home equity line on the house could sometimes supersede the actual value of the home, depending. And maybe it didn't when you took the home equity line out 5 years ago, but since then, the roof needs to be done, or you've had a major issue with the property that all of a sudden makes it less saleable. So one of the things you should do, Stan, is bring an expert in, have a realtor look through the property, someone who's been through dozens of deals at least and encountered things like this with appraisers, so they can kind of give you an idea. Hey, does that roof look like it's going to pass? Or is this foundation issue really an issue, or is it just superficial? Make sure that the home is going to sell for what you still owe on that home equity line of credit. And don't forget to take out things like updating search and survey, your closing costs, your commission, those kinds of things. Does that answer your question, Stan?
Yes, but that can be paid at the
Yes. The closing costs, as long as there's enough value in the home, the closing costs are taken right out of the proceeds of the sale, without question. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Stan.
Thanks, Stan. We have another caller, Louise from Clarence. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good, thank you. I have a question, and I don't know, I'm kind of in a dilemma. I have a single-family home with a first-floor master bedroom bath. It is a little bit on the larger side, including the loft, which I think might be a little more than I can handle right now. Looking at patio homes, however, I'm finding that they are really up there in price, and I'd be getting a lot less for what I have now. I might even be able to do an even transaction, but what would be my advantage other than probably having a little less to deal with?
Yeah, I mean, that's always such a hard thing. I mean, you're looking at your property, you have a beautiful property, a large lot, very comfortable probably in your home, but the patio style living has a huge allure. I mean, you don't have to take care of the, you know, you can turn the key and do you go to, you know, another area when it gets cold, so you don't have to worry about the property being snow plowed or grass cutting and things like that. And maybe it's just a different layout where everything's all on one floor. So those are probably things that are attracting you to the patio home community. And then on top of the fact, most of them have that condo status in taxes, so that you are reducing your taxes most of the time. If you're coming from a single family home that doesn't have that condo based tax advantage, correct?
Right, exactly, yes.
Yeah, your situation's not uncommon for a lot of people. It's sticker shock. They think they can, you know, downsize and go into something smaller. But remember, you're buying new construction,
right?
And it's typically a first one floor plan, and they're more expensive than a two story. So,
and you're buying for lifestyle. You're looking for quality of life here. So if it's become burdensome to continue to maintain a large property, you don't have to worry about shoveling the walk, oftentimes plowing, even, you know, the basic gardening. So that's what it basically comes down for most of the clientele that I work with.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, it's quite a big decision to make, and, you know, I'm going from one end to the other. So I appreciate the advice. And
yeah, and the good thing is that you have some great builders out there who are really coming up with some really great products. So you have some older patio home communities that you can look at doing a little bit of work to and updating, or you have the possibility of building it fresh, new, and building or picking your floor plan and your lot. And so there's a lot of exciting possibilities and choices. So I'm sure once you get through all of them, you'll make the right decision for yourself.
Yes, it is. It's a very big decision, and we'll have to think about it. So I thank you for your advice, and thank you very much.
Well, thanks for calling, Louise. Now, Marietta, you have a background with new builds. Have you ever done anything with prefabricated homes or the prefabs before?
No, actually, the builder that I worked for was a custom home builder. But you know, we've seen other people coming from those prefabbed homes, and they're a great product. They go up a little bit quicker, and
they are.
They're precision cut, and
I agree. I was relatively new to the market. Maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I started to have clientele approach me about the prefabricated home, so I had to do my research on it, and I quickly learned that those homes are built indoors typically. They're not exposed mm-hmm. to the elements. They're put together quickly. They tend to go up more quickly, and they are homes with full basements. They do have
correct.
All the modern conveniences. They don't feel like a trailer. They don't feel thin, is what
correct.
One of my clientele
it's
put
just,
it.
You know, you give up the opportunity of going, you know, A, B, and C model, and
right.
then because that's all they cut.
Yep.
We'll be right back with more from Our House Years after these messages.
If you're a homeowner age 62 or older, you owe it to yourself to look into a reverse mortgage. Reverse mortgages give seniors many different options to access the equity in their home. There's even a reverse mortgage for purchase available. For more information, call Karen Johnson, a reverse mortgage specialist at Hunt Mortgage at 633-3700 or visit huntmortgage.com. Karen Johnson, NMLS number 485939. Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. I'm in the studio with Rob Blake and Marietta Sameta Zigai, and we're just talking about some things going on in the marketplace. And Rob, we talked about this. As I travel the region and I talk with our agents, one of the things that's happening, a lot of buyers are going to the sidelines. They've lost out on multiple offers, and they wanted, they say, you know what, I think I'm going to wait till next year. And have you had any of that going on?
Not me personally, because I do try and get in front of things like that when I first sit down with a client. And I actually was just talking to Marietta about this a few minutes ago. With the buyers, they're hearing these things like seller's market. And the last thing we want to do is scare people to think you can't buy a home, because we are selling thousands of homes every year. Buyers are getting homes, and they are winning the multiple offers. And there's things that we can do that we build into those contracts that make their offer stronger without necessarily just throwing more money at the seller, because we all have our limits. We have to operate within them. But making things more attractive, and I've touched upon this on a couple different shows, one of the key things, large earnest money deposit. That's money that you're going to get back no matter what. So when you close on that house, you're getting that money back. So if you are liquid, show it off to the seller. Say, I'm a good buyer. I've saved my money. I have money in the account right now, and I have skin in the game. So I'm going to put down, instead of $1,000, $3,000 or $5,000 or $10,000. If you have that money and your closing costs are going to be $15,000 anyway, now at the table you're writing a check for $5,000 instead of for $10,000. So you're getting the money back. There's a little bit more risk, obviously, if you change your mind, which I don't suggest buying a house if you might change your mind. But if you do, that money could come into contention. But far more often than not, that's just something that's going to strengthen your offer. Also, when you're going through the home, just be aware of what it is you're buying. If you're not buying a new home, there's going to be things wrong with it. And there's certain things that we expect to find in a house. Sure. So if there's a leaky faucet in the kitchen, or if there's an outlet that doesn't work, you may not necessarily want to go back to that seller and say, well, I want $100 or I want $1,000 off to have a plumber and electrician come in here. These are things that we expect to take on with a house that's 50 or 70 or 100 years old. Mm-hmm. Now, a foundation issue, a major electrical issue, your roof's coming in. Yeah, okay. Those are things that hopefully you saw in the initial walkthrough, but if you didn't, then you have the opportunity either to ask for that credit or a discount, or to just back out of the deal and you owe no money to anybody except for whatever the cost of your home inspection was. So strengthening your offer without throwing more money at the seller is one of the things that your agent can guide you through the process. Do you have any tips or techniques that you deal with, Marietta?
Yeah, actually, several that we dealt with in Colorado, because it was on every home. It was multiple offer situation. So, I mean, there's so many other tactics that you can use. Like you said, you have to sit down with your buyer and educate them on every possible option. You know, there's pros and cons on each side of whatever you're doing. Like you said, if you give a bigger earnest money deposit, if you change your mind, that could be in jeopardy depending on how you changed your mind. But things like, you know, doing different clauses within the contract, possibly shortening up the close date if it's possible,
yeah,
with your mortgage lender and your attorney. We have found here at Hunt that, you know, because we were all worked in sync with we have in-house mortgage, we have in-house title, we have in-house attorneys, that things work more streamlined, mm-hmm, so we can get you to that finish line a lot quicker. And sometimes that's really important to the seller.
And to what Peter was saying with the pre-mortgage commitment, that's the same, mm-hmm, as cash in most cases.
Right.
So what that means is you could typically close in 30 days or less. It's just contingent on getting the search and the survey updated. That's it. Once you have
that's
that done.
That's a huge term to the seller.
From a seller standpoint, yeah. We're looking at a potential 30-day close, and all we have to do is have the appraiser come out there. If everything looks right, we're closing
we're
this thing up
do.
As soon as your attorneys can get their paperwork out of the way.
The other thing I just want to touch upon is that, you know, it's seller's market, and sellers are getting, you know, very excited about that. And the buyers, sometimes, like Peter said, maybe they don't want to buy this year or whatever. But I think if you look at it, you know, you're standing at the train station, you know, whether you get on that first train car or at the end of the car, you know, whether you get on this year and get on that first train car or the end of the car is your decision. You know, the appreciation is going to continue to go up. Real estate is always such a great value in appreciating. So whether you want to keep appreciating this year or wait till next year and be behind a little bit behind on that train, you're still going to be on the train moving.
Right. Good point.
We deal with a lot of timing issues, and I mean, one of the things is I have a house to sell, and where am I going to go? You know, with inventory being challenged, how do we work through that? Because you really, in this market, it's almost impossible to buy a house contingent on the sale of your home.
It is. It is. So there's a couple of different things that we can do. So if people have to sell a house, one of the things I hear over and over again is, I don't want to be homeless. What if my house sells right away? Mm-hmm. This is such a great market. You're telling me you wanted it to sell in less than 30 days. But what if we don't find a house for 45 days or 60 days? What's going to happen? So there are little safety nets we build into place. We can do potentially a post-occupancy agreement. So even though the purchaser can still close on the house, you basically are renting your own home back. And usually it's for the cost of whatever the mortgage is. That's typically what we'll do on a per diem basis. There's also what's called a pre-occupancy, where you can potentially move into the home that you're purchasing before you close. So these are things that need to be worked out between the agents prior. There's no guarantee, but I've had clients that extended their the entire time they were in the house by 5 months because they were able to do a post-doc for a month and a half and a pre-oc for another 30 days. And they were able to sell their home at top dollar and make a nice, smooth transition because you had competent people that were representing those involved to make it smooth and go right through the whole process. So those are two of the big things that, that I do on a regular basis. And don't forget, there is always the safety net of the reverse contingency, where if for some reason you don't sell your home, you do have an out that you can renew every 30 days or 2 weeks or however you want to do it. That is a possibility for you.
Marietta, to Louise's question about going into a patio home and in new construction, how do I mean, I've got a house to sell and I want to build. There's a real timing thing that comes into play here.
Sure. I mean, you're absolutely going to have to work with your builder. I mean, they're always going to have a projected timeline of completion. And, you know, if you sell your house up front and it's closed, you're, you know, maybe do a post-occupancy, as Rob was suggesting, or work closely with the builder in timing and your realtor to time when you sell your home and when you can get in. Usually a 60-day, you know, window of, you know, when you sold your house versus when you get in could be worked out with that builder. Some builders will do you know, let you move some things into the garage or wherever so you don't have to store your property. Typically, they don't like to do that because of, you know, then your stuff is in their home. But usually they will work with you somehow.
Or short-term rentals. That's one of the things that I've done a couple times now. I have a house right now that's a full house. It's completely vacant. It's on the market in Snyder for $2,500 a month. And it's there and in case somebody needs an extra 2 months. They want to, right. Their house sells very quickly, and all of a sudden there's a delay on the build side. And they were hoping to be in by October 1st, and that's pushed back to December 1st. You have that opportunity. There's going to be options for you. So don't think you're dead in the water or you have to cancel a contract. You get top dollar for your house. You want to capitalize on that. Talk to your representative. Explore all your different options and alternatives out there.
We had a very very busy summer here at Hunt Real Estate. You know, we've been running our We Live Here campaign, where this is our home base. And we had a Hunt Community Day, Rob, which I know you participated in.
Mm-hmm.
Where did they have you this year?
We were at the Ronald McDonald House over on West Ferry in the city.
Okay. We had 17 projects that we completed across New York State with, you know, it was sponsored by United Way. I was at the Epic Center, which is Every Person Influences Children. They're based on Main Street, and came to the realization I should not have a screwdriver in my hand.
Well, it's better than a hammer.
We've done Music on Main in our Williamsville Village office in Lewiston. We've been part of the Jazz Festival. I don't know if you've had a chance to.
Oh, I love the Jazz Festival. I missed it this year.
Yeah, there's a festival every week up in Lewiston, it seems. Lockport, we did Canal Fest, and they did a Monopoly. They built this massive Monopoly board, which we can use for future events. Orchard Park, we sponsored a Chamber of Commerce events. Buffalo, you were involved in this, the concert series in Bidwell Park.
Yeah, beautiful.
We're a sponsor there. We did Porch Fest.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Porch Fest, where we have a lot of local bands and musicians that set up on people's porches just all throughout the city that volunteer their space, and it's phenomenal. It's a great community event. People walking around from house to house and block to block, and anywhere you go, you're hearing all different kinds of music. It's an incredible thing.
That's great.
We held a company event at the Curtis Hotel. Were you able to attend that?
I was. Beautiful place. It was my first time there. We're in the rooftop patio. So if anyone hasn't been there, please go.
Amazing place. Lovely,
you don't
really feel like you're in Buffalo. I mean,
it's
views
great.
And what they've done interior-wise, my gosh.
Yeah, we want to support our local people that are investing in the community. And it goes to shop in your neighborhood as your business districts remain vibrant, property values will continue to escalate. Mm-hmm. What else do we have going on here? We did the chill lounge event with that was in the they call it the Riverworks Ruins, and that was put on by Tim Minton, who's out of Sarasota, Florida. He works for Wagner Real Estate, which is Dave Eckel. I don't know if you remember Dave Eckel. He was one of the owners of Stoveroff and Herman, and we sponsored an event down in Sarasota earlier this year, and then they brought the event to Buffalo, and we were a sponsor for that. Town BMW was involved in it, Channel 7, the Buffalo News, Anchor Bar, so that was quite an event. So, Marietta, you were coming back to Buffalo kind of on a regular basis, and you,
yes.
We talked about this, the subtle changes going on in Buffalo. And
yeah, I've just seen so much more events and community events and music events, and it's really exciting that, you know, Canal Side is fully developed now, and just so anything you want to do, if you want to be busy 7 days a week, you certainly can, and it's just so different from the mere 3 years ago that I was here. You know, so not the things that weren't available, but they're just enhanced now and more options and more people participating, it feels mm-hmm. like.
As we're getting close to the end of the show, there's one thing that I did want to touch upon right now, because we have so many people looking to buy a house and they just feel that there's nothing out there for them, especially this time of the year. There's a lull in the market right around this holiday. Kids are going back to school soon, so everyone's going on that last summer break. So we're seeing a shortage of homes right now over the past few weeks. After the holiday, come the first, second week of September, anybody out there who's looking to buy a house, keep an eye on the market. We anticipate having an influx of homes. We do every single year. I personally have, I think, 7 or 8 homes that are coming on the market in the second week of September. People do wait until after this little part of the year to get mm-hmm. the house on the market. They're doing all the last-minute things to get that house prepped. So call your realtor, be ready, be prepared, because we're going to see some houses coming on very, very soon. Be ready to act quickly on those homes.
Absolutely.
I think it's important that, you know, especially first-time home buyers, is the winter months approach, stay in the market.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because a lot of first-time home buyers, you're using FHA financing where you need seller concessions. You're disadvantaged if you're in multiple offers and you're competing with cash buyers.
And buyers drop out. And as silly as it sounds, people say they don't want to go out because it's snowing or it's really too cold out. And that's where you capitalize. Yeah, we're going to go outside. We don't care that there's snow. So
okay. Well, thank you for joining me today at our house. Thank you, Rob Blake and Marietta Samato-Zigai for joining us.
Thank you.
And remember,
thank
when
you,
it comes
Peter.
To real estate, Western New York is hunt country.